What's up, y'all? All right, so if you're a longtime listener, you know this is not the way that we usually start this show. It's very scary. I'm your host, Andy J. Pizza. This is the Creative Pep Talk Podcast. We help you build a thriving creative career. But this episode is a super special episode because it's really different. So you might have noticed this episode's coming late into your feed. And the reason is because I've got a big opportunity happening this week. And so it threw everything off. And I didn't want to leave you high and dry for your weekly dose of creative pep. So I am recording this super special kind of, think of this as like, MTV Unplugged. That's kind of what this episode is about. And I think that some of the topics on this episode might just be exactly what many of you need to hear this week. So I wanted to put it out there. But like I said, this is going to be a little bit different. I will kind of get more into that in a second. But here, let's start with our sponsors. This episode is supported by In the Making, an original podcast brought to you by Adobe Express, the all-in-one content creation app included in your Creative Cloud membership. If you are trying to boost the YouTube, TikTok, Reels content side of what you're doing, one episode of In the Making that I think will be super useful to you is their episode with John Yushai. I think John's method for including his audience in the process is really inspiring. And if you want to hear about that and more about leveling up your game in the creator economy, just search In the Making in your podcast player to listen. Many thanks to In the Making and Adobe Express for their support. I really needed to rehaul my website. I was talking to some web people, looking around, and I got intrigued by Squarespace's new Fluid Engine, partially because it just sounds cool, but also because it allows you to drag and resize and layer up anything you can imagine. I dove in, rebuilt my site. It's the most me site that I've ever had. I just absolutely love it. Launched it. Got such a great response. Some industry illustration and designy peers even reached out and was like, hey, who coded this thing, man? I'm like, y'all, I did it by myself. No coding with Squarespace's new Fluid Engine. I told him, like, you should go check it out. You're going to be surprised with what you can do. And I built this thing before Squarespace reached out to sponsor the show. So I was like, boom, easy peasy. I was going to tell you about this new site anyway. Go check it out, AndyJPizza.com, if you want to see what I did with it. If you want to try it yourself, make a site that's totally you, where you can build a portfolio, sell content and courses and all kinds of other stuff, head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with promo code PEPTALK, all one word, all uppercase. So I told you this episode is going to be kind of like MTV Unplugged version of Creative Pep Talk. The acoustic Andy J. Pizza goes acoustic on your favorite ditties. And in the spirit of Unplugged, I want to just give you a little picture about where I am, what I'm doing right now. Right now I'm sat in an Airbnb in LA. It's the third time I've been back here in a little over a month and a half. And this afternoon at 5 p.m., I have a meeting. And this meeting, I can't tell you everything about it, but what I can tell you is it is literally my the opportunity, the... If you would have asked me, and I was honest with you, about my deepest desire creatively, career-wise, professionally, at any time in my life, I would have told you the chance to have a meeting like this. Not like this, this exact thing. And... I can't. I want to tell you, but I can't quite talk about it in an explicit way.
But suffice it to say, it is the potential for some of my deepest desires coming to fruition. So that's what I'm doing here. And that's why this week got thrown off and we have a late episode and all that good stuff. But I'm going to go back to that later at the end, but I want to tell you about a movie I watched on the plane out here. It's called A Star is Born. You probably heard of it. It's a massive box office success. It's a remake of the old Barbra Streisand movie, which I hadn't seen, by Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And it's really brilliant. I loved it. I super enjoyed the music and everything about it. But one thing that it got me thinking about was this toxic creative myth that says the best songs write themselves, that your best work just plops down out of the ether. And I want to just do an episode where we grapple with that idea. In this movie, there's a bunch of points. This isn't a spoiler. It's just kind of, you know, plot, whatever, just stuff that happens. There's a bunch of times where these musicians write a song and it's just a song that came to them. You know what I mean? It just, they were just channeling this otherworldly energy and the muse just showed up and boom, there was a song effortlessly, beautifully. It's just the sexiest idea that a song would just plop down out of the ether. I don't think there's anything less sexy than the word plop, but you know what I mean. And we love it. It works so well in Hollywood movies. The artist that just channels the muse from the other side without any blood, sweat, or tears. But is it really true? I think you know as well as I do that the answer is yes and no. It's both true and untrue. It's true. If you're a musician, if you're an illustrator, if you're a podcast maker, you know that some of your best work just seems to show up out of nowhere. It's almost like you're transcribing it from another universe, right? Like you've experienced this before. And it's an amazing feeling. And I can attest to the fact that that has been true of my creativity on many occasions. However, I don't believe that is the full story. And I believe that if you take this posture that has the potential of destroying your best creativity and your most successful potential for longevity in your creative career, I think that I want to challenge this idea and I want to bring some nuance to this truth. So, to do so, I'm just going to tell you how a lot of the episodes of this podcast get made. You might not know this, but there's a lot of times where I have an idea for a show or I have a bunch of ideas for a show and I work on it, I outline it, I write it, sometimes from start to finish, and I record it and I scrap it. And I go back to the outline and I go back to rewriting it and I rewrite this part and I re-record this part. There's times where an episode will take me 30 hours. I will write it, rewrite it, re-record it, record like 5 hours of content. And in fact, as kind of a proof, I'm thinking about releasing some of those unreleased hours that on my Patreon. So if you go sign up to patreon.com/creativepeptalk, you might see some of that coming through soon. But what happens is I will strive and struggle in blood, sweat, and tears my way through an episode. And it's at the end of 30 hours and 5 hours of recording and countless hours of writing that somehow, some way, this thought will just drop. It will plop out of the ether, onto the page, something unexpected, something that's not even what the episode was supposed to be about. Just some gold will show up out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, there it is. And I take this idea and I record a new episode, and it just comes out of nowhere. And the episode that I worked 17,000 hours on all of a sudden is completely worthless for nothing. And I have an episode, possibly, probably one of my best episodes that I create seemingly effortlessly. And I think that what's happening there is it's kind of like a slingshot. I think creativity, your best work, is kind of like a slingshot. Is that stuff flings out of you, it flies out of you, it flows out of you in a moment, in a second of just letting go. But if you've ever used a slingshot and you've put that little rock into that little leather strap and just let it go, what happens? The rock falls to the ground right at your feet. It falls flat. We all know that although letting go is key to flinging a rock with a slingshot, it's not the full story. It's not the start of the journey. The journey begins with the struggle, the strain, giving it all you've got, pulling back with great tension. And it is the tension that gives the power to the release. And so that song that comes out of nowhere, that book that writes itself, that podcast episode that effortlessly flows through my vocal cords, it is not the start of a journey. It is the result of a journey. It is the pulling back. It is the tension. It is the effort, it is the struggling, it is the striving that creates the circumstance for a powerful letting go. And why is this so important? Because if you believe this toxic myth that your best work comes effortlessly and only effortlessly, it means that when you sit down at the piano and nothing's happening and nothing is showing up, you're going to be tempted to call it a day. You're going to be tempted to hang up the towel. And it's my experience that it's the days and the hours and the weeks where I'm bashing my head up against the piano, metaphorically. I wish I could play piano, but I can't, that create the circumstance for the magical moment to come out of nowhere, the day where I sit down and the song writes itself. And the creative little nugget flings out of that slingshot with such great trajectory and beauty that it's completely and utterly magical. And it's those moments that have caused me to also, on many occasions, buy into the overly mystical creative myth. And so I tell you this because today you're probably struggling. Those days where the song writes itself, they're kind of 1 in 100. Today you're probably bashing your head up against the piano, but the difference between an amateur creative and a pro is that they stick through it. They keep pulling back through the tension, through the pain, through the struggle. And that brings me to today. What I'm doing today here in sunny Los Angeles. Okay, so like I said, I'm not at liberty to give you the full spiel, the exact details, but I will give you a little window into what's going on. So, I got a meeting with an all-time dream client's not the right word, collaborator maybe, And honestly, it kind of came out of nowhere. It felt like pure luck. It felt like the universe handing me this on a silver platter. I didn't work for it. I didn't strive for it. I didn't sell for it. I have no idea exactly how it came about. And I expressed this to my wife and I said, isn't it so freaking crazy that this dream opportunity shows up on my doorstep out of nowhere with no effort whatsoever? The universe is a crazy place. Why have I been beating myself up? Why have I just, you know, strived by the skin of my teeth to make stuff happen when things can show up out of nowhere on their own accord? And my wife just looked at me dumbfounded. She just looked at me like, you're an idiot. This opportunity didn't show up out of nowhere. There's this quote. I'm going to circle back to what she said to me. But there's this quote. And it comes from a person that I'm not crazy about. But I love the quote. It's by Ray Kroc. He's like the guy who made McDonald's successful. And although I would there's a bunch of quotes like this from people that I respect more or maybe am more inspired by than Ray Kroc, the wording of this one really touched my heart. So that's one point for you, McDonald's, in my book. This is what Ray Kroc said. I was an overnight success. I was an overnight success, all right, but 30 years is a long, long night. And as Sophie's looking at me dumbfounded, like, you idiot, this didn't show up out of nowhere. You have been struggling and striving and preparing for this moment for the past decade. You have been putting in the time and the energy and the work and the blood, sweat, and tears every day for the past 10 years so that you would be in a position to have a circumstance come along just like this one. And there's another quote that I think gets to the heart of this, and it comes from the philosopher Seneca, Stoic philosopher Seneca, says that luck happens when preparation meets opportunity. And so I am humbled in this moment, and that's part of the reason I wanted to record this episode, is I wanted to capture how I felt today, even if tonight blows up in my face and nothing comes from it, and honestly, nothing probably will. It's kind of a long shot. But even if it is a long shot, I am glad that I've been pulling back this tension over the past decade. Even if it is a long shot, I'm going to give it everything I can, and I'm going to slingshot my best creativity, my best self, my best work forward. And there's not really anything else I can do to prepare. I've prepared for the meeting. I've prepared for this moment for the past decade. And I wanted to record this so that you would have it here, the moment before I let go. This episode goes out to Patreon backers. I just want to give a special shout out to the creative pepperonis that make this show possible. I have just been especially touched recently by your giving and your support and love for this show. And the reason why I record this one, even when time was tight, I know you guys can get through a week without me. It's not an unhealthy thing, or, you know, it's not crushing me. But the reason why I wanted to just make some time this morning to record this episode is for you guys, is for you people who show up every week to listen to this, and you know, you even put some dollars forth to make sure that that we can make it happen. And I'm just forever touched by your guys' connection with the show and your love and support. So thanks. If you want to back the podcast financially, even just a dollar or two an episode, you can go to patreon.com/creativepeptalk. Those add up over time, those little contributions, and they really make a serious difference. They make it so that this show is just a blessing for me as much as it is for you. And I just appreciate you guys like crazy. Thanks to if you creative pepperonis out there, you know who you are. You are the lifeblood of the show, and it means the world to me to go on this journey with you. It means the world to me to share my creative journey with you. And I wanted to give you a window into what was going on, even if I couldn't show you the full picture. I just wanted to share it with you because you guys have been a part of this whole thing for the past almost 5 years now. So yeah, thank you guys. Thanks to me for editing this show because I edited this one. Thanks to me for producing this show. Thanks to Alex Sugg for all the music on this episode. He wrote the Creative Pep Talk soundtrack. You can go check it out on Spotify or Apple Music. It means a lot to me. It touches my heart. A lot of heart touching today. thanks, Alex. It means the world. We love you, buddy. Thanks to all you guys. Thank you. I'm feeling grateful. Gratitude. I am just in such a sweet moment. Now I'm going to go enjoy a little bit of that California sunshine before I have to go back to Ohio later tomorrow and before my meeting. And I'm also going to go to eat some ramen. Best ramen I've ever had is here. Going to go check that out. And hey, if you want to stay up to date with all the stuff that I'm doing and all the Creative Pep Talk stuff, never miss an episode and all that good jazz, go follow me on Instagram at AndyJPizza. And you can tag along for my creative journey. There you go. Thanks. And until we speak again, stay pepped up. Thank you.